Mo'adim L'Simcha. This evening we start the final set of Yom Tovim for Pesach. And because Yom Tov this year is Friday and Shabbat, we have the mitzvah of Eruv Tavshilin. That means that we have to start our cooking preparations for Shabbat already today. And that allows us to continue cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbat. Normally we can't cook on one day Yom Tov for the next day Yom Tov, or on Yom Tov for the next day, whether it's Chol or Shabbat. And that would present us with certain problems where we have a two-day Yom Tov or Yom Tov followed by Shabbat. And therefore, Chazal enacted a way in which we can overcome that problem with the Eruv Tavshilin, provided that we start some of the cooking beforehand. So a few important things to flag up. Certainly one needs a tavshil, one needs a cooked food, and one should also have some pat, some bread, a baked food, also as part of the Eruv. So the minhag for the pat, of course, is always to have a challah, or on Pesach to have a matzah. And then the tavshil needs to be something cooked. So it could be a hard-boiled egg, it could be a piece of fish, it could be a piece of meat, something like that. It needs to be something which goes on the plate for a main course. It could be some cooked vegetables, red cabbage or something like that, but it needs to be a tavshil. Minimally, it needs to be the size of a kazayit, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that it's a hidur mitzvah, that it should be a mana yafa, it should look nice and respectable and not looking as if you're resentful of doing the mitzvah. This has to be extant the whole time that the cooking's done. So if you suddenly find on Friday lunchtime that somebody by mistake ate the matzah that's been set aside and ate the hard-boiled egg that's been set aside, then you've got a bit of a problem. You don't have Eruv Tavshilin any longer. But if it was eaten once Shabbat came in, or even if it was eaten after you'd done all the preparations, then that wouldn't be a problem. A point made by the Achronim, very important, which people are often not aware of, is the importance of making sure that the cooking preparations for Shabbat aren't taking place at the very last minute on Friday afternoon. Why is this? This is because the whole mechanism of Eruv Tavshilin works on the premise that midah or raita, one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov, because even if you're not planning on eating the food on Yom Tov itself, because it's possible that guests will show up and you'll want to serve them food. And therefore, if you cook, so it's not definitely for the next day, it might be for use today. And because it's only prohibited to cook under those circumstances, midrabanan, so therefore Chazal were able to come along and say, okay, we asad it midrabanan, and we're going to permit it with the mechanism of Eruv Tavshilin. If you leave it till the very last minute, 5 minutes before candle lighting on Friday afternoon, you decide you're just going to make a few more kneidlach for the Yom Tov soup. Maybe you makpid not to eat kebrok till the final day. So 5 minutes before Shabbat comes in, you decide you're going to make a kneidlach, then that would be a problem because no guests are going to show up. You'll take the kneidlach out of the water 1 minute before Shabbat comes in. Guests aren't going to show up then, and if they did, they haven't got time to eat kneidlach. So therefore, you need to make sure that the cooking's finished earlier. And in actual fact, the poskim say that on the Friday night, this Friday night, davening should be a little bit earlier than if usually it's at the very last minute, you know, just before Shkia. It should be a while before that, so that people know to have finished their cooking well before that as well. Question that comes up in the Acharonim is a question of a person who doesn't need to make an Eruv Tavshilin. Could be that a person's invited out for both meals on Shabbat. They're going to one place Friday night and somewhere else Shabbat day. So there's nothing they really need to do. Do they need to make an Eruv Tavshilin? So Rav Moshe Sternbach addresses this in Moadim Uzmanim HaShalem, and he says that, no, it's Chazal Womatakim, that in these cases, there's a mitzvah to make Eruv Tavshilin, even if you don't need to use it, this is the mitzvah that Chazal said exists. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe Chelek, Orachaim Chelek Hesim and Kaf. He disagrees with this. He says that in actual fact there's no mitzvah to make Erev Tashim if you don't need it. He brings a proof from the Magen Avraham, talks about a person who's in shul and realizes he's in shul tonight on Erev Yom Tov and realizes just before Baruch Hu that he hasn't made Erev Tashilin. Does he need to run home and make Erev Tashilin? And the Magen Avraham says no, he should be makneh everything, all his foodstuffs to somebody else, and then he's cooking somebody else's foodstuffs, and they've made an Erev Tashilin. Rav Moshe says that if there was a mitzvah to make Erev Tashilin under all circumstances, then this person would have to go back home and make his Erev Tashilin. But Rav Moshe says it's better that a person should put themselves into the situation where they do need to make an Erev Tashilin, because if they don't, then, you know, future times they could forget to make an Erev Tashilin or something like that. So in actual fact, they should have everything prepared before Yom Tov, and either they should put up a kettle of hot water, you know, obviously an old-fashioned kettle that you put on the stovetop on Friday afternoon, so they can have a hot drink on Shabbos morning before they go to shul, or Friday night when they come back from wherever they were for dinner, or if they're going to be having Suda Shlishit at home on Shabbat afternoon, so no, hard boil a couple of eggs, and then you'll be able to put egg on your matzah on Shabbat afternoon. That way there's no question at all. Because, of course, one of the questions that comes up is, what about lighting Shabbat candles? Does that need Erev Tashilin? We do say in the Nusach that it's like Luke Shiraga that we're doing this so that we can light candles, but we say that you don't make an Erev Tashilin, certainly not with a bracha, just for lighting candles. So that would seem to be the best thing to do. Ad kan, Mo'adim l'simcha, Chag Sameach, and Shabbat Shalom in advance.